walk as children of the light and try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Standing, let us pray. Lord, may I not speak with the plausible words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of thy Spirit and thy power, that our faith may not rest upon the wisdom of men, but upon the power of God. In the name of God Almighty, and the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Sorry.
It's funny, I'm delivering my boss's sermon today. But he has an anecdote in here about his son William. And I also have a son William. So maybe it will work out just fine. In fact, there's a game that Morgan and I like to play with all the people who meet us for the first time and our 11, almost 12-month-old little boy. And the game is, who does he look like? Does he look like me, obviously, or does he look like his mother? And so, some of you are willing to take your shot and say he looks like me or Morgan, and some of you are far more political in saying who he favors, which is probably the right thing to do. However, what I mean here is that we also are called to look like our Heavenly Father. And while William may be too young still to imitate me or his mother or anything like that, he can still look like us. And so this is where we turn into the Scriptures. St. Paul writes to Ephesus, where a new church is struggling to grow in a pagan and irreverent culture. He reminds them of the good news of God's forgiveness in Christ and says to them, be imitators of God as beloved children. Be imitators of God. You might have missed this point in the King James English that we read. King James, the translators there, translated the word imitate as followers. Be followers of God. For those 16th century English speakers. But the particular word in the text has an interesting name, mimetes. That M-I-M should sound familiar because that's the root of our word mimic, our word to mind. And so some translations render it as imitators. Be imitators of God. And that's what St. Paul intends to say. And so it is clear to St. Paul that the Christians in Ephesus are facing tough trials. As Father Brad's southern upbringing was, they have a rough road to hoe. And the key to their success there will be found in imitating their Heavenly Father, like a beloved child. And so, I will take sure delight in one day when William imitates my good habits. And there's something very beautiful to that as well. Children growing up looking like their parents and acting like their. And I know that as Father Brad delights in the habits of his children, that I will delight in the habits of mine. God loves us in much the same way. He delights in us in this particular way, as beloved children. So, it is his desire then to see us live as he lives, to do good as he is good, to embrace truth as he is true himself, and to love as he. First, St. John tells us, God is love. This is so much what God desires that he has given us exactly what we need to imitate him truly, and not in a sense as animals or robots, but as human beings who delight in imitating their Maker. And he makes us capable of having such godlike virtue. God has given us three things to make our imitation of him truly and really possible. First, he created us in his image. What this means is that in your very being, in your soul, your essence, your nature, is the image of God in a real and tangible way. It is human nature to know and to live the true, the good, and the beautiful. Our students at Good Shepherd Classical, here at the school, at the church, often ask, or we ask them, what makes a human being human? Is it your arms or your legs? Is it your eyes or your sense of smell? Well, no. Because you are human because it is in your nature to recognize and realize truth, beauty, and goodness, which you can do without eyes or limbs or even a sense of smell because you're human. Second, when our race fell into sin, staining that image of God within us, depriving us of the likeness of God, God sent His own Son into the world to take away the goodness, the frailty, the injury that masks the God-like image, the visage in us. By His own blood, Jesus Christ takes away the offense of the fall and raises us up as new creations, recreated by Him to do the works He has prepared for us to do. And that work is to be an icon, to be a picture, to be a true image of God. Finally, when our Lord Christ Jesus had finished His work of renovation and restoration, God sent us His Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, into our hearts and made us again living beings, alive to God and alive to do the works He has given us to do. It is the Holy Spirit living in our hearts who makes it possible once again for us to do what St. Paul says, which is to prove what is acceptable to the Lord, which in modern English means to discern what is pleasing to God. And what is it we discern about pleasing God? How is it that we are to imitate God our Father as beloved children? Well, returning once again to St. Paul, we can find the answer. He says, be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ loved us and gave Himself for us a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Walk in love. Not as the world loves, as Christ loves, with a self-sacrificing love that always benefits the beloved. And so here we are again. What is our definition of love that we have been preaching and teaching about for the last months and years? Is that, well, you know, love is the voluntary self-sacrifice for the beloved, for the object of love. And Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, demonstrated perfect obedience to His Father in that He loved us. Which is to say, He gave Himself for us as a sacrifice unto our salvation. And God was well pleased with the fragrance of that love. Now, today's passage from Paul has a very interesting list of don'ts attached to it. We are told to imitate God through love, and then immediately Paul launches into a list including don't fornicate, don't be a pervert, don't be greedy, don't engage in silliness, don't be a simpleton, don't run after the latest spiritual fads, take no part of anything that is less than godly. Now, there is some good preaching material in there, right? It's kind of inflammatory, sensational, attention-grabbing topics. A preacher can step on just about everybody's toes with this list. But I want us to look at the list as a whole, in context. What is similar about each of these don'ts, each of these sins? And the fact is that each one of these particular sins is an offense against love, the very opposite of God's nature. For St. John, God is love. So anything that does not imitate love is to go against God. It is impossible to both imitate God and offend love. So let's think about it for a moment. We have our old nature in our current culture that says sex between any group of consenting adults is good. But a man having sex with a woman that is not his wife treats the woman as a prostitute, a mere object for gratifying personal pleasure without thought for the future of the woman. Let's reverse the roles. When a woman sleeps with a man who's not her husband, she treats him as a prostitute whose only value is her own lust. This is not love. Similarly, when we engage in coarse jesting, there's always a victim of the punchline, is there not? The whole reason that coarse jesting is funny to us is because it abuses and evades another that we wish to humiliate. And usually we're just glad we are not the punchline. How can we find pleasant humor in the humiliation and abuse of another one of God's image bearers? St. Paul, and through him the Holy Ghost, wants us to understand that the good news of the gospel is this. We can live as imitators of God. We can, because of the power of Christ, recovers and restores the image of God within us. We can rise to the purpose as beloved children, to please our Father by resembling Him, not only in our nature, but in our deeds, in God's likeness. And so how do we do that, beloved? By embracing the love, by living the love which Christ has shown us through His self-sacrifice on the cross and on our behalf. And so here we stand, and we will soon kneel, that God grants us the refreshing gift of His Holy Ghost, that we may imitate our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He never once offended against love, and because of His great love for us, He now offers Himself in the sacrament, His own body and His own blood, that we might become what we eat, that we might become like God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.